last week we kicked off the month of the men's gathering and prayer and fellowship with the topic of our purpose, okay? So keep in mind, this year, our theme, hold on 1 second, gentlemen. I'm patching my brother, making sure my brother is in.
I'm here.
Oh, great. Oh, praise God. So I got my brother on the line. I apologize for jumping on a few seconds late, guys. I had to wait for my brother to call in so I can patch him through. But yeah, so this month, guys, our theme is knowing our purpose. Knowing our purpose. And remember, we're men who are living lives, the intended lives of carrying out, of walking out our faith. Amen. So this month, our theme is we're going to be talking about, men walking in our purpose, or men walking in our purpose. Praise God. So there's a lot of things are connected to our purpose. A lot of people have heard of things such as, living a purpose-filled life. There's many books created about our purpose and what is our purpose. So we're just going to delve into that a little bit and just make sure everybody's in the house. Everybody here this morning, just give me a shout-out. Just give me a shout hallelujah right now. Just give me a shout hallelujah.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what I'm trying to hear.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's charges me up. The praises of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So let's get on into this, gentlemen. So when I'm looking at the word purpose, purpose defined, I'm looking at the Hebrew and I'm looking at the Greek, and I use these definitions based on the scriptures that I'm going to give you also. So the Hebrew definition of purpose is simply device, thought, or plan. The actual Hebrew, now I don't speak Hebrew, so but the word is makashaba. Now that sounds like tongues, don't it? Makashaba, and that word simply means device, thought, plan, or even invention. Now, what it does, that word purpose speaks to the origin or root of what is later unfolded or revealed that has value and a specific part to play in the bigger plan, right? So think about it, device, thought, plans, inventions, something that was intended to be used for a specific purpose and value or plan that unfolds later on, amen, to point to the origin of that, to say that it came from that specific origin. I know that's probably a little, I don't mean to get all deep with it, but it's simply, a device, thought, a plan, or invention. And it's, again, it speaks to the origin or root of where that plan came from or a specific part to play in a bigger plan. All right? So that's what we got. So that's the Hebrew word of purpose. The Greek, which you'll hear in definitions later on, definition or in scripture later on, means prothesis. And that simply means a setting forth that is like a proposal or an intention, something that's set forth as something that's intentionally designed or a proposal that's or a plan that's set forth for a specific intention. All right? That's the Greek word. Now, here's the scriptures I want to give you, and here's where I'm coming from. All right? We have many purposes and we have many plans. As men, we need to lock in on what our purposes and what the plans are of God, but however, we can't do it by ourselves. So here's the scripture I'm hitting y'all with this morning. Proverbs 15 and 22 says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. The Message version says this, refuse good advice and watch your plans fail. Take good counsel and watch them succeed. Ah, y'all hear that? Listen to the Amplified version. It says, where there is no counsel, purposes are frustrated, but with many counselors, they are accomplished. Glory be to God. Another scripture, Proverbs 20 and 18. This is the wisdom book right here. It says, every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice, make war. But I'm just focusing on part A of that scripture. Every purpose is established by counsel. Listen, every plan, every intention, everything that God has intended for your life is established by counsel. He is the number one counsel, right? Let's keep on moving. Psalm 33:10 says, the Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. I love this. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. But the counsel of the Lord stands forever, and the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Ooh, it's so much. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to read the New Living Translation for that. It says the Lord frustrates the plans of the nations and thwarts all their schemes, but the Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. Oh, my goodness. That's a preach right there. And one more scripture coming out of the New Testament. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. You see, gentlemen, what God has purposed and ordained in our lives is for a reason, is for an intention, and that he sees the end of that thing from the beginning. God is a God who sees the end from the beginning. That's why he's given you, men, great visions. That's why he's given you dreams. That's why he wants to speak to you, intentionally speak to you with purpose, all right, of heart, through his word, through the Holy Ghost, and through his counselors. Now, his counselors is what? It's obviously he's the number one counselor, the Holy Ghost, the word of God, and also his trusted prophets, his prophets. The Lord, the Lord will prophetically speak things through you through the mouthpiece of his prophets. You are your own biggest prophet yourself, because you know what? Death and life is in the power of your tongue, and you love the fruit that you eat of it. The Bible says, I think it's Proverbs 18 and 20, 21, death and life is in the power of the tongue, but those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You are your own biggest prophet, and guess what you do? You are the one who prophesied the promises of God in the counsel of the word of God. Oh, man, I ain't trying to get too deep with this, but look, anything we do or take part of that does not line up with God's original thoughts and plans or intentions is not purposeful for your life. See, our counsel is God himself, the Holy Ghost, and the word of God. His prophetic voice is heard by you and spoken out of the mouths of God's trusted prophets. This is why we men must have an increasingly and growing relationship with our God Almighty through his Son, the Word made flesh, the Holy Spirit, and it's purpose and design to know what, when, and how God is speaking to us. I come across many men, my age, older, younger, who are like, I don't know my purpose. Oh, yes, you do. It's in you. You know what to do. You know what you're called to do. You know what God had intended for your life. You know why? Because the purposes of God are inside of you. Inside of you, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. God created you in his image. And everything you know is already in you. When he breathed the breath of life in you, the ruach breath of life in you, it's in you. Everything you know is in you. My shameless plug for my brother Jay, who wrote this book called And You Know What to Do, right? But listen, Romans 8:14 says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. See, a son is expected to hear his father's voice and carry out whatever instruction and his plan and plans his daddy gives him. If not, you'll simply delay the reward and promise of your purpose. If we're not led by the Spirit, we could end up misusing the intended purpose of a thought, a thing, or even a relationship and people. And see, the misuse of a thing or thought or purpose is called abuse. Misuse is called abuse or perversion. So we can get real deep with this, but my job is simply to open up your spiritual eyes, brothers, to help you understand that we must seek God, our source, for our purpose and plans for our lives, no matter how close you think you are to God right now, no matter how much knowledge you think you have of the Holy Scriptures. We still have to continually seek God, because guess what? In this plot, in this time slice of life that God has given us, there are many plans that relate to one huge purpose for you. Number two, we must know the difference between our plans and God's plans for our lives. Most of us were taught, like traditionally, to strive to be educated and do well in school. You know, y'all probably heard this is the good old paradigm of do good in school, get a good education, get a good job, be productive in life, and if you want to do better, get a higher education, get another degree, get some initials after your name, make lots more money, have bigger houses, have bigger cars. So the world teaches us this, gentlemen. But you know what? There are many men who have not completed high school, who have not even gone to high school, but had a relationship with God Almighty. And I can think of a few men right now, some African-American men, some black men, who invented many things that shifted the industrial change in our nation, that employed many people, that invented some things that have brought order to our lives and order to the community and even order to our world. I could, and have not even completed high school, have a thorough that type of education, but have a relationship with the Father. And people have asked him, how did you know to do this? How did you know to make this? You're washing the covers, one that I'm thinking of right off the top of my head. How did you know to develop all these things out of peanut, out of the sweet potato, out of... He said, he had a relationship with the Father. He gets up early in the morning. He hears from the Lord. He seeks first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything he needs will be added to him. So imagine what plans and purposes God has for you, man. Imagine how God wants to use you to shift the entire nation and your seed and your seed and your seed, maybe even in your community and society and even the world. You know, the late Miles Monroe said this. He said, the graveyards are the most wealthiest places in the world because they're full of unreleased potential dreams and purposes and plans that were never fulfilled. But you can rest assured, if you see God and rely on his wisdom and counsel, gentlemen, and draw closer to him, you know, the word comes with the growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're going to be rest assured that if you are continually drawing closer to him, you're going to hear his voice, but it's up to us to obey it and follow through his instructions and counsel. So, gentlemen, that's enough. I'm going to jump right. Let's get into prayer. I know that was a lot, and I apologize for being a little, you know, teaching and word heavy, but this is just fascinating to me how, like, we need the only way we can be connected to our purpose and the plans for our lives is to be so connected to the Lord and draw closer to him daily. Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for these men on the line. I thank you right now, Lord God, that no matter what direction they were headed in, if they were on the straight and narrow or headed on the right path with you, they continue to do so. They continue to draw closer and nigh to you, Lord God, as you will draw nigh to us. We continue to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ so that we can hear the purpose and plans you have for our lives and the instructions. And if we're not heading in the right direction, I just boldly decree and declare that we all shift and repent and shift our direction and our feet in the right course of direction towards you, closer to you, towards your word.
You have one minute remaining.
I thank you right now, Lord God, for the purposes and plans that you have for our lives will be carried out. Nothing shall by any means distract us or harm us or keep us from the purpose and plans that you have for us. Lord God, you've given us power and authority to trample over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So he has no foot. He has no distracted forces. He has no forces that can keep us from their purpose, for he is under our feet, and we shall walk in our purpose and our plans. In the mighty name of in your plans, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all those that agree, just simply say amen. Say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Now let's say this confession. Say this confession with me, gentlemen. Say, Lord.
Amen. Lord.
I am your son.
I am your son.
I am your son. Your son.
And I have a right relationship with you.
And I have a right relationship with you.
I'm not just merely existing.
I'm
your son and hear your voice daily.
I'm your son. I
hear your voice because I draw closer to you.
I hear your voice because I draw closer to you.
Day by day.
Day by day.
I not only need your instructions. And plans for my life.
To fulfill my purpose.
But I need and hear them. To obey them. To fulfill my purpose and plans.
To fulfill my purpose and plans.
That you have for me. And they're not just for me and me alone.
They're not just for me and me alone.
My purpose includes the people.
My purpose includes the people.
My community.
My community.
My community. My community.
My family.
My family.
Family.
My family.
Generations of seed that follow me.
Generations of seed that follow me.
My purpose is bigger than me.
My purpose.
My purpose, is bigger than me.
And I will not be selfish.
And I will not be selfish.
Carry out my desires and my plans.
To carry out my desires and my plans.
For what I want.
And what I want.
But I will be selfless.
But I will be selfless.
Carry out your plans and purpose for my life.
Carry out your plans and purpose for my life.
Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I know that's good to you. Matter of fact, definitely do that, when you get off this call. But we're going to fellowship a little bit. Gentlemen, I appreciate you all for joining us this morning. We've got a couple of commercials I'm going to throw out there. Every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., our services are online and stream live. And you can go to Facebook.com and look at our page, Wilmington Christian Center Church Worldwide. On Facebook, you can go to our website, www.wccw.org, and you can tune in live to the fellowship and service tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. But we also have a Bible study every Thursday night on those same social mediums at 7 p.m. And let me tell y'all, this word has been so good. Pastor Phil Davenport and Pastor Sylvia Davenport have been teaching this word lately, and it's just been firing me up. So I hope y'all get a chance to review that also. That's it. I'm gonna leave y'all with those announcements. Anybody have any specific prayer requests? We're here on the line for you, and we'd like to touch and agree with anything that you guys may be needing some prayer on. So praise God. Amen. All is well with you guys.
I got a prayer request.
Who is that? Yo.
Hey, Walt. It's Willie. Phil.
Oh, hey, my son-in-law? Hey. You got a little
Little bit closer
to the phone so we can hear you, bro.
Oh, word. I'm in the car. I'm going to work right now. I'm going to work right now down at Delaware State. I'm going to Chef Center. But listen, Tuesday night, my mother-in-law passed away. She transitioned.
Oh, okay. And that's Bill. Bill. Okay. There you go, Bill. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know who I am. Okay. She passed away. The family's having a hard time, especially her husband. They've been married for 50 years. And I know he's dealing with a lot of guilt. He's a good man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she was a really good woman. I mean, the funeral is going to be very deep because this woman, I guess, as you say, like Jesus and what you guys are talking about, he left goodness in the world. Chief Io Jolly, mm-hmm. I mean, she was a very woman that loved everybody. Didn't care who you were, mm-hmm. if you were homeless, she would take you in. If you were hungry, she would feed you. I mean, she taught me a lot about, about everything, spirituality and cooking and everything like that. But mm-hmm. we're missing her, man. She got stage four cancer in December, and she's dead now. We're left with this void. There was this major void, and everybody's struggling, man. I'm struggling. You know, you know, I'm a baby in the Lord. I'm born again. You know, but I know everything takes time. You know, I know some things, you know, I'm trying to get out of my life. It's going to take a little, it's going to take a minute. I'm going to do it, you know, because I'm walking the walk. And, you know, like I said, I'm a baby in the Lord right now. So,
Yes, sir.
You know, if you brothers can just, you know, pray for the family, you know, and keep it short like that. And
that's I appreciate those details, Brother Bill, man. I really, really do. We've spoken, and just for the record, you guys, this is one of my best friends. We've spoken before, and I've actually, he told me from the beginning when all this was going on. So let's just go to jump right in and pray, Brother. We're praying for prayer and comfort for you and for the family. And you said one big thing. There's this void. And we're going to pray that God fulfills that void. Amen. So, Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for the woman that my brother Bill's mother-in-law, the woman who walked in this earth, Lord God. Lord God, who has touched many lives. Now, Lord, whether she had a relationship with you through Jesus Christ or not, I don't know. We don't know. But your word says, whoever so called on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that is our hope that she is or has. And Lord God, for as far as her husband,
I believe
if he does not know you and have the right relationship with you, Lord God, we ask you that you fill that void right now in the name of Jesus, that he announces the Lord Jesus as Savior and Christ, Lord God, and ruler of his heart in the name of Jesus, that you fill the void. Matter of fact, you fill the void right now in every single family member's lives that feel that detachment or detachment of Bill's mother-in-law from their souls. So we thank you that you comfort them, you give them peace, Lord God. We know they'll grieve, but you said weeping endures for evening, but joy comes in the morning. So show them the joy of the Lord that will give them strength. Show them the joy of the Lord that comes only from Jesus, that, Lord God, is the true root of peace, the true root of salvation, the true root of happiness, Lord God. Let them not be confused with any other God anymore or any longer, Lord God, but let them know you, the true and only living God, our Father, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you have fulfilled the void and the gap in their lives, sending them, giving them comfort and peace in the scripture, in your love, and everyone that you surround them with. Surround them with people who know you, Lord God. Surround them with people who love you. Surround them with people who share your love and salvation. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Brothers, amen. We got other brothers on the line. I know you're on the way to work, Bill. We got other brothers on the line. If anyone wants to add to that, please feel free to do so.
Yeah, can your brothers hear me?
Sure can.
Yes.
Okay, praise God. I do want to add to that. Brother Bill, we certainly hear your heart on that, and I just want to add to the prayer. The word that I got, and I know one of the greatest things about what we're doing right now, not only on this line, but for this year, is everything is surrounding consistently applied faith. And one of the great things that you said was that about how you know that you're in a growing place. And that is an awesome thing, brother. It's an awesome thing. And we celebrate you on not only your walk with God, but also walking with him as you're growing. The thing about consistently applied faith, and even as Brother Walter was talking about purpose, is that this is not just something that we just stand and say, oh yeah, we're doing this. It's about the fact that I had to find a word within the scriptures, the word of God, that I can stand on and I can keep with me, that can keep me focused and that can keep me growing. And the word that came to me, and I'm declaring this for you right now, Psalms 27, verse 10. Psalm 27, verse 10. Now, this helped me. You're talking to a brother right now. I don't know if I'm familiar with you, brother, but I also have lost my father within the last year, and or actually just right about a year ago. And this was one that helped me in my growth, in the focusing of the family and everything else. I'm going to pray, but let me give you the scripture. Psalm 27, verse 10 says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. when my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Now, forsaking you doesn't mean that they just forgot about you or left you, but when they're not there to perform what they always did perform for you. You talk about how she taught you cooking. You talk about how she taught you these things and how she had impact on your life. Well, when that leaves your life, yes, indeed, it does leave a void, but the word says that when those who have fathered me and those who have mothered me, when they're taken out of the picture, that God is going to either replace that with either someone else or he himself becomes that to me. And what it does is cause us to grow with a greater trust towards him directly until the point where we actually become the father, where we actually become the mothers, and we're the ones who are actually giving out. So I just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Brother Bill and thank you for his heart. I thank you for all that you are doing in his life. We thank you, Lord, that you are with that family right now, even though they might not. We don't know their place in you, or maybe their area of their faith or where they stand in their faith. But we know that you are still God. You're still powerful. You're still all knowing. You're still even all loving, and you still have a purpose for everyone in that family. You still have a purpose for Bill himself. So we thank you, Lord, for your word that goes forth that says that when anyone who's in a fathering position, when anyone who is in a mothering position is taken out of our life, the Lord then will take us up. The Lord will continue to elevate us. The Lord will continue to bring us to a place in him, and it will be greater and greater and greater. And even out of this loss, you will continue to show us our gain in you. In Jesus' name, we pray their peace. And this time, and even throughout the entire service, in Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
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 Good.
Glory
good.
To God.
Good.
This
is so good.
Bringing it up, brother.
Well,
for Bill, we said,
it's deep, man. This is so powerful,
yes,
man.
Yes,
I feel it. I'm sitting in front of Wawa, right? I had to pull over, man. It's like, man, it's like crazy,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
amen,
yes.
Amen. Yes, yes,
amen.
Yes. He never leaves you nor forsakes you, brother. He never leaves you. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, give him a praise,
thank
y'all.
You.
Give him a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Brother,
hallelujah.
Give him a praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, God, for the shift that you're making in Brother Bill's life.
Hallelujah.
Thank you right now. For the right direction.
Lord,
thank you right now, Lord God, for
he's
a man fulfilling your purpose for his
have
life.
Mercy,
Lord.
Lord.
He will not be distracted
mercy,
by this event.
Mm-hmm.
He will not be distracted by this, by the passing
yes.
of his mother-in-law.
Yes.
He will not be distracted by it. But Lord God, they'll
yes.
celebrate
Lord.
Her. He will celebrate her. He will celebrate what she
yes.
added
Lord.
To him. And through you, Lord. Through
yes.
you, Lord God. That was you intended
yes,
every
Lord.
Good thing. That was added to him
have mercy.
From her came from you. Every good thing
have mercy.
You, Lord God.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. And you'll use whomever you want. So you used her well for this brother's
yes,
life,
Lord.
For Brother Bill's life. Not just him, but his wife and his family and his her husband and all those who are related to the goodness
yes,
that
Lord.
He spread. Lord God, we thank you
yes,
for that.
Lord.
We just give you thanks and praise
yes.
for it right now.
Amen.
And watch this. The memory of the just is blessed. It doesn't talk about
that mercy,
Lord.
That mercy on
the memory of that person's mind. But the person
Lord.
Who has gone on before us, who's gone on before
have
us,
mercy,
we memorialize what we know about them is blessed and how it blessed your life. Glory be to God. And I don't know if anyone else wants to add to that answer the prayer, you're welcome to do so.
Yes.
And if anyone else has a prayer request, please feel free to bring it up now. Glory be to God. We are here getting it done. Glory to God.
Yes, yes, yes. Have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy on the family's grief, Lord God.
Hey, Minister of the War.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold a second. Brother Dave is praying. Hang on a second. Go ahead, Brother
You are Dave. A mighty God. You are an awesome God. This is why Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, he wouldn't have told us, Lord God. Have mercy on the families, God. Transform that grief, Lord God, into joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength, Lord God. The joy of the
yes.
Lord is our strength.
Yes.
It transforms
yes.
into love, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord God, have mercy on their grief, Lord God. Have mercy on their
yes.
grief, Lord God. You are
yes.
an awesome God. You are
yes.
a worthy God.
You are the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Oh, my goodness, you are a mighty God. You are the God that parted the Red Sea, Lord God. You have all the wonders of the might in your hand, Lord God. Bless that brother, God. Bless his family, Lord God, because I know they hurting right now, Lord God, but let them understand that the resurrection, oh, my goodness, the resurrection is greater, Lord God. The light that comes out of the wreckage, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. He is a mighty God. Bless that brother. Bless that brother. Anoint that family, Lord God. Watch every last one of them, Lord God. They're going through so much, Lord God, when they lost a loved one, Lord God. They lost a loved one, Lord God. But strengthen their whole family, Lord God. Strengthen their whole family, Lord God. You are a mighty God. You are a mighty God. The people don't even understand the breadth of your pull and your reach. You are a mighty God. Bless that family, Lord God. Have mercy on them, Lord God.
Yes.
Let the love of Christ, let the Spirit of God, Lord, comfort. He said, I send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you. Glory to God. The comfort. Comfort. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can't make it without him. We can't do it without him. Woo! Glory to God.
Oh, my.
He's the one that works all things together, folks. He's the one that brings all things and working all things together behind the scenes for our purpose. Amen. For those who are called according to his purpose. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. He's the one. Yes, Lord. Brother Tito, I think I heard you start talking, bro. Was that you, bro?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say real quick, if you could pray for my cousin, man. He's moving to Florida on Monday. He's from Wilmington. And he got led to the Lord years back in jail by Pastor Phil. I believe that, you know, he's, you know, ready to take that next step and really start to, you know, just open up and learn of the Lord and, you know, just to pray for his safety on his travels.
Amen. I believe I remember that gentleman too, but anyway, prayer warriors on the line?
His name is Stephen.
Okay. Any other brothers on the line want to pray for Stephen? Pray for Stephen's safety, his departure, his arrival, and you know whatever else the Lord needs on the line.
I'll do it, Brother Walt. Brother Walt, I'll do it. All right, Lord. You said Brother Stephen?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for Brother Tito just lifting up his cousin, God. I thank you for Pastor Phil speaking into this young man's life. I thank you for the seed that was sown years ago, Father God, and that they are now, Father God, maturing, Father God, and becoming everlasting fruit, Father God. We thank you that his fruit will remain. We thank you, Lord, that you go before us in all things. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that you go before him and his family, God, and you meet him in Florida. Father God, we thank you for traveling angels and traveling mercy, Father, that Father God, that as he hits the road or he's on a train or on a plane, whatever he's using as his form of transportation, Lord, you have already, Father God, established the path, Father God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, he arrives safely, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that where he goes, Father God, we thank you that provision follows, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you provide all that we need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus and by Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that whatever he needs, whatever man or woman, Father God, you will move one person from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth just to provide and to give into our bosom. So, God, we thank you, Lord, that it's good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Father God, he will lack nothing, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that he has all things that pertain to life and godliness. So, God, we thank you, Lord, for shelter. We thank you, Lord, for finances, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for spiritual guidance and leadership, Father God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, just for a good area of living, God. We thank you, Lord, that he's in a safe environment, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that he doesn't forget where he comes from, Father God, and he reminds people where he's come from and lets them know that once he touches down, Father God, he is safe, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that he will thrive, Father God, in the place for which you sent him, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for guys that he knows that he's in a new place, Father God, but you are there and that he can do all things through you that strengthens him. So, Lord, that just because he goes from one place to another, he just doesn't forget, Father God, you, and that he needs you in his life. For Father God, he seeks first the kingdom of God, and this becomes his way of life. It becomes his way of living. So, Lord, that as he grows and as he thrives, Father God, in a new place, Father God, he knows that he needs to give you his plans, Father God, so that you can establish them and make good for him. Father God, your plans are to do him good and to profit him, not to do him harm. So, God, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for the blessing, Father God. It maketh rich in abundant sorrow. We thank you, Lord, for new beginnings, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the beginning of something, Father God. We thank you, Lord, what the plans you have for him, that when he gets there, Lord, he's a seed planted there, Father God, to infect his environment. So, Father God, he will be selfless in his new place, Father God, and he will seek you and do the things you purposed and planned for him in that new place. And, Father God, I just also want to push Brother Bill real quick as well. God, I thank you, like I said, you go before us in all things. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, this mother-in-law, Father God, that left an indelible impression and encouragement on Brother Bill's life, Father God, that I know right now that he needs comforting, Father God, and he's searching for answers, and he's looking to find his way. But, God, we thank you, Lord, that she sowed into his life, Father God, and I thank you that what she sowed will become a fruit, and it has remained, and he will carry on her legacy. He will carry on her spirit, Father God. So as he loves and gives his life, Father God, the way she did for him, Father God, he will do the same for others, Father God, because of the love she had, she gave to him, Father God. I think that the love carries on. And that if he does things and says things that she did and said for him, as he does that for someone else, Father God, it'll bring him joy knowing that he's honoring her life and her legacy. So, God, I pray the same thing for anybody she left an impression on. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that those tears of mourning become tears of joy, and Father God, in just remembrance and honor, Father God, in a source of laughter, in a source of peace, knowing that he's living in her spirit, that he's doing the thing, the very thing that she did for him, he will do for another. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord, it comes full circle. So, Father God, he's in the beginning phase of that process. But, Lord, we know the plan and purpose you have for him, that she was placed in his life for that very reason, to be that person, to be that fruit, to be that love, to be that encouragement, to be that example. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that he does the very same thing on behalf of his family and his friends and his community, and they become selfless, Father God, to create more and to carry on that spirit as she did, to impact people, Father God, that's the plan and the purpose that you have for him. So, God, I thank you. I glorify you. I magnify you. Father God, you are all-knowing. You are all-powerful. And, Father God, we trust you, and you are faithful and just. You are faithful and just. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord God. My brother Bill just texted me and said, I'll call you soon. I'm feeling strong. Glory to God. Yes,
awesome.
The joy of the Lord is his strength. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Brother, the time is ticking, but we still fellowship. And if anybody has a prayer request, you definitely lay it out there. And Brother T, you know, I'll add to it that I don't really have much to add to it, but we'll be speaking well over Stephen and his new plan. Amen. We're gonna call it a new plan that God has for his life in another place. Well, same plan but different place. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Same purpose, same plan but different place, and that God uses him mightily wherever he is. In Jesus' name. Amen. So let's amen. Just adding to Brother Gerald's prayer. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, brothers.
Amen.
Amen. Any other prayer requests, gentlemen?
No. Thank you.
Anything?
Anything on your heart? Anything that spirit is speaking to you? We still in fellowship mode. I ain't just gonna cut us off. The Lord may have something for somebody and for us. Amen. So.
I don't know, brother. Well, I like to say, I just thank you for that reinforcement, man. That was so powerful and so foundational, man. Like I'm encouraged today. So I want to say thank you for laying that out for us, and I'm definitely gonna study these scriptures, man. It was reassuring, like how you broke it down, man, like the Hebrew and the Greek, and then took the definition of it and wove it into God's word and what his, that we are small pieces of a bigger plan. And I was like, oh my Lord, So I just want to tell you, I just want to say that was so uplifting and encouraging.
If I could just tag on the back end of that, brother. I mean, that was like, to me, you know, so we're talking about purpose and everything, but you added such a key word, a key direction and purpose that we just can't forget. And that key word that jumped out at me was the word counsel. I mean, you know, even though, again, you brought out the book, you know, you do know what to do, but one of the key aspects I even wrote about in the book was just like that all the answers, just because you do know what to do doesn't mean all the answers are right now currently within you. You know what I mean? Some of those answers are in somebody else's mouth. We come on this prayer line, and, you know, and the Lord just kind of gives word. I mean, we're counsel right here to each other. And I mean, so if somebody felt that, you know, I'm just gonna dig in the Bible, and I'm just gonna get in the Word, and I'm just gonna be by myself, and I'm just gonna hear from God, and I'm just gonna separate myself. And yes, there's this place where we need to do that, but sometimes you need to get around other brothers of like-minded faith to be able to hear. And God speaks words through other people. I mean, He never made us, you know. Interestingly enough, in Genesis, before He even made woman, He said that He never wanted man to be alone. It was never His intention for just man to be by himself. And even though that was then the context of, you know, making man and woman for their relationship, but even at that now, I mean, God just doesn't want you being a lone ranger, doing your own thing. Yes, you're trying. You might be trying to do some good things, but man, there's counsel, man. The words you gave in Proverbs 15:22 was without counsel, purposes are disappointed, man. You know, and so we need this we need this counsel around us, man, because we never know where God is actually going to speak it from. I think that's the thing we just need to humble ourselves about. So I got that from you, man. I'm with it.
Great highlight, Brother Drill, great highlight, man. Brother Jay, great highlight, man. Thank you, guys. Thank you, brothers, for emphasizing those points. I appreciate it. Glory to God. Yeah. He's speaking. The Lord is speaking,
ain't
he? You know the word says, what, when two or three are gathered in His name, He's in the midst of us. So you know all these men on the line who are full of the Holy Ghost and power, you know He better be, you know, not He better be, but you know He's going to be speaking. But we better be hearing. Glory to God. We better be hearing.
Yes, sir.
Man. All right, well, I'm done. I mean, anyone else want to add to it? You can. You know, this is good. This is real good right here, real good. And my brother called in from the state college, the penitentiary. So he was in. He was on the
praise
line.
God.
You know,
he's
excited too. Now we talking about a brother. Now he's been in. Now my brother is 57 years old. He's been in prison since he was 19. So he's still standing firm on the word of God. You're talking about a
Glory
man that is perfect. It don't matter where you are. Amen. It don't matter how long you've been somewhere in a place that's not in this world. But see, we are not in this. We're not of this world, in this world, right? What does the scripture say? We're not of the world, right? God is in us. We may be in the world, but we're not of the world, right? So my brother is so strong, man, in his faith. Like he knows the purpose and plan. He knows the plans that God has for his life, even right where he is right now. So it's just all the more, he's just so excited about what's going to happen when he's released. Does he have a release date? They haven't given him one physically, a natural release date, But he sure enough heard in the spirit what the release date is going to be, and he's so excited, man. See, that's see, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. No matter what state you're in, no matter where you're in your walk in life, you can still understand the counsel of the Lord and know what your purpose and what he has planned for your life. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Now, you call us out. That didn't distract them when they were in the prison. They knew what their purpose was. They shouted the praise unto God so much that the prison doors, the walls, the prison cells had to open. Glory be to God. Man.
God, and you know, Minister Walt, it's true. God, he used you anywhere. Because I know when I was in jail, when I did my time years back, praying and just staying close to the Lord while I was in there, he used me to lead my roommate, my cellmate, accepted the Lord. You know, during my time there, just for me preaching to him and just him watching me pray every day and him watching me, you know, read the Bible every day. And he accepted the Lord right there in the cell. You know, God definitely, it don't matter where you're at. That's for sure. He'll use you wherever
you
are.
My God, my God. Jay, that's powerful. And it reminds me of the story. Jay, is it Billy Graham, the Billy Graham story? Wasn't it a drunk man or a man or something like that that shared the gospel with Billy Graham? I forget what state of that man's life was, but the man that shared the gospel with Billy Graham, or I don't know what state of mind Billy Graham was at the time, but think about that one man who shared the gospel with Billy Graham, and how many lives, how many generations he's affected, how many people in the world, lives were transformed because of that one man. Isn't that, that's some powerful stuff right there. Jay, you know that story, Jay? The details of that?
Something like that, bro.
Huh?
Not exactly. I heard something like that, but...
Mm-hmm. But it's something to that. But the bottom line is like Brother Tito talked about this one dude that saw his lifestyle, saw him praying to the Father, and he wanted some of that. Now, what if this dude that Brother Tito shared the gospel with changed his whole generation, starting with his whole family, his whole household, his whole community, his whole, man, come on, man. Brother Tito, thank you for sharing that, bro. Appreciate you.
Man, he's an older guy, too. He was older than me, but he was ready.
Whew, glory. Older than you, so something on the inside of him says. So something on the inside of him's like, I got to get closer. I got to know my purpose. I got to know God's plan for my life. I got to get to know Him. You share that gospel with him, bro. That's some powerful stuff, man. It's powerful stuff. Right, brother. I'm not gonna hold you any longer. Anybody else want to give a shout out? Anybody else want to share? Anybody else, you know, want to share? It's up to you. It's on y'all. I'm still on. Anybody can jump off at any time, but still, we fellowshipping, man. This is good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you guys go. I gotta try to get this hood, replace the hood on my car.
Okay, bro.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Yeah, you got favor with that in Jesus' name, and it's gonna
God.
Be done.
Favor.
It's gonna be done well. Paint's gonna line up right. This car's it's gonna be right, man. You know, all's gonna be done. It's gonna be done to perfection in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too, bro.
Praise
you
God.
Too,
God bless.
All right. Bye.
All right, gentlemen. God bless y'all.
Yes, indeed. Y'all have an awesome day now.
God bless. Take care.
See, y'all have a blessed day, man. Have a wonderful weekend too.
Absolutely. You do
you
the
too.
Same.